This is Anna Klein. I'm a composer living in the Hudson Valley, and this is my choice of Women Composers Through History for Women's History Month on WMHT. 31 composers for the 31 days of March. March 31st. Anna Klein.
The Ivor Award-winning, Grammy-nominated British composer resident here in the Hudson Valley, whose cello concerto of 2019, Dance, inspired by Rumi, swept her onto the playlists of radio stations around the world. But there is so much more to her than that. Born in London, 1980, she began composing as a child, making her debut, age 11, at the Oxford Youth Prom. Studied at the University of Edinburgh, and then a big jump to the Manhattan School of Music and her first residency with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, extended from 2 years to five. And then it was that orchestras began queuing to sign her up, major orchestras like the Baltimore Symphony and Helsinki and BBC Phils. She's been in continuous employment ever since. And has been getting important commissions and performances ever since, coming from places like the Barbican and Concertgebouw and the Sydney Opera House and Carnegie Hall. Her Grammy nomination comes from her double violin concerto, Prince of Clouds, and she was only 33 when she was commissioned for the last night of the proms. Now, here in New York, she collaborates with everybody who presents themselves, from Jess Gillam to Yo-Yo Ma, and has been working increasingly with her sound engineer husband, Jody Alf, to create the Augmented Orchestra. We'll hear a bit about that in a moment. And she's the curator of this series. It's her pivot that we hear at the start of these programs, and she joins me now. Anna Klein, thank you so very much for this.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
How's it been? This series, was it difficult to choose? Are there some composers here that have meant more to you than others?
It's been a great opportunity to learn about some composers who are new to me, but I've really enjoyed taking more of a deep dive into the music of my friends and colleagues, and also learning some of the backstories to composers that I didn't know. So I know one of the pieces we talked about was Kaija Saariaho's opera L'Amour de Loin from 2016, which was shockingly the first time a woman's opera had been performed at the Met. But to know more about her journey just reminded me of, you know, generations before me who have really laid the groundwork for us. And we still have a long way to go, but we're moving in the right direction for embracing and representing women composers.
What's your journey like, thinking about being a woman composer? I mean, I remember asking Joan Tower last year if she thought you would ever be able to be just a composer. And she said, oh, sure, in the year 2050 or something like that. What's your experience? Is that over now?
Oh, well, there's still a long way to go, but I feel like my generation is really being proactive in creating opportunities for the next generation, women, underrepresented communities, really throughout our artistic community. But I think with hindsight, I've been very fortunate because a lot of my role models have been women. At Edinburgh University, I studied with the Georgian composer Marina Madamia, and at Manhattan School of Music with Julia Wolf, and then working with conductors such as Maren Alsop, who really took me under her wing at an early age. So I've been really fortunate to have those role models through my career.
Yes, role models are so important, aren't they?
Absolutely.
That's what women lacked in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. As we're speaking now, it's been extremely difficult to get hold of you, actually, to record, because you're constantly travelling internationally. You've just got back from England. Tell me more about this Augmented Orchestra.
So, yeah, the Augmented Orchestra is a collaboration between myself and Jody, and it started back in 2017 over a bottle of wine in Brooklyn, and we were talking about my experience with writing for the orchestra and Jody's experience in sound design and sound technology and more contemporary music technologies, and how we could really bring those sound worlds together, so fusing modern technologies with the acoustic orchestra. So the Augmented Orchestra basically expands the natural boundaries of the orchestra beyond their previous limitations. So, for example, having a double bass drop an octave below its lowest note, or having a triangle sustain longer than its natural decay, or running a clarinet through a distortion so it sounds more like an electric guitar than a clarinet. So all these sounds and processes are happening live in real time. Nothing is pre-recorded or sampled. It's very much an organic extension of the orchestra. So it's thrilling as a composer to have access to these new colors that haven't been available before. So it's been wonderful to see this project and this process evolve with Jody.
That's your husband, the sound engineer, Jody Elf, who I have to say has been doing all this voice recording for us in your studio so beautifully. I'm talking to Anna Klein, the composer and presenter of the series. You mentioned piano, and you also play cello, I think, yes?
I do, yeah. Cello's my main instrument, and piano's more my noodling and composing instrument.
Noodling, I like that. What about your background and your inspirations? I know that one of them is art, because you've actually painted your own canvases to accompany your music. Where is your music from? Where's your art from? Who are your painterly artistic inspirations?
I'm a big fan of the artists in America from the 60s, like Joan Mitchell, Mark Rothko. Yeah, other artists that are pushing boundaries more in the sort of abstract expressionism style. But of course, seeing a Picasso drawing is incredible. And there's a wealth here in New York, obviously, with MoMA and Guggenheim. So when I have a day off, I love to go to a museum and have a little mooch around.
Yes, I'm the same. Yes, yes, mooching around art galleries on the weekends. And your other inspiration is poetry, I think. You know, Rumi, Yeats, you're a big reader.
I love poetry. I have quite the collection at home. In fact, Jodie's in the process of making me a bookshelf because they're spilling over onto the floor at the moment. But I love finding inspiration in poetry. For example, my cello concerto Dance, which is inspired by a very short poem by Rumi. Each of the five movements takes a line from it. And the poem is Dance when you're broken open, Dance when you've torn the bandage off, Dance in the middle of the fighting, Dance in your blood, dance when you're perfectly free.
It's so beautiful, that poem. Was it a surprise to you that it took off so much over, you know, radio stations all over the world, that particular piece?
It was, especially the first movement seems to have really caught people's ears. So, yeah, you never know when you write a piece of music which is going to have a life and which isn't. And sometimes it takes a piece 10 years to take off, or it might just take a year. So you never really know.
Yeah, and it's surprising, Anna, because you've mentioned to me before that you do not actually come from a musical family. So where's the music from?
I don't grow up in a classical music family, but we did have a lot of LPs growing up. So I listened to a lot of folk, a lot of pop music of the time, some jazz. So I think listening to that, like Bob Dylan, Fleetwood Mac, Pink Floyd and so forth, that sense of melody is very much at the heart of my music now. And with hindsight, I think that owes a lot to that kind of music, growing up with that kind of music. But then, of course, at school, I played cello. So that was my introduction to classical music.
Mm. And you've come a long way from your childhood now, 20 years now living in the Hudson Valley, married to an American. Do you still feel English, or do you feel American, or?
I do. I'm definitely a hybrid at this point. I've lived pretty much half my life in America. In fact, maybe a year longer in America than I did in the UK. So I embrace both halves of my existence between the UK and here.
What do you love about being here?
I love the community, the artistic community. I mean, it's intoxicating being in New York. You can hear any kind of music. People are collaborating. Genres have been really smashed open. And I just think it's such a fertile environment to be a composer. Obviously, I live up here in the Hudson Valley, so I also have that peace and quiet. But to have such proximity to New York City is very inspiring for me.
Describe this music we're hearing now and why you chose it.
This piece is called Restless Oceans, and it takes its title from a poem by Audre Lorde called A Woman Speaks. And it's a piece that I wrote for an all-women orchestra, and it really celebrates the power of women, both with their instruments, with their voices through singing. They sometimes vocalize, but also stomping their feet. So this is a piece that really uses the woman's voice and body to really make a statement that's bold and defiant, but also beautiful and lyrical. Thank you.
Any last words? Anna Klein's thoughts on music or philosophy or life?
Well, first of all, just thank you for inviting me to be part of this process. It's been great to learn more music from women composers and to get a sense of the historical journey. And in terms of my own philosophy, I often turn to Buddhist philosophy. Actually, up here, there's a lovely Buddhist retreat called Blue Cliff Monastery that was founded by the Vietnamese Buddhist monk and peace activist Thich Nhat Hanh, who actually passed away a few years ago, but I often turn to Buddhist philosophies when I am in moments of questioning. And he has a beautiful little quote, which is, "This moment is full of wonders." And I think it's a great reminder to be present in life. It's easy to get stuck in the past or the future. So in terms of my philosophy, that's always a really beautiful, clear source of inspiration. But in terms of personal philosophy, another day-to-day sort of mantra is work hard. And I think Thomas Edison had it quite right in his comment that it's 1% inspiration and 99% perspiration. It takes a lot of hard work to be a composer and to be an artist of any kind, really. But I wouldn't do anything else. Anna Klein, born 1980, written and produced by Charlotte Wilson for WMHT.